Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doncic, 5 to shoot. Against Harden, Doncic lines it up. It goes! He is that guy!
Perfect call on TNT as Luka put his stamp. I am the best player on the floor out here. Forget about Kawhi Leonard's return and the Dallas Mavericks steal home court advantage from Los Angeles with the 96-93 win last night. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with an absolutely loaded 7 o'clock hour. We have a Rangers 4-ticket giveaway in the Expressway. Jane Slater live at 7:20 on your home of the Cowboys and the World Series champs. Luka Doncic, this is a pretty amazing stat. He already has more 30-point playoff games than 98.5% of all players in NBA history.
Wow.
He scored 30 or more often than 98.5% of the history of the NBA, and he overcame your halftime tweet, Choppy, which ticked some people off.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Barkley had said, the pacing a little bit too slow, and I was like, he's right. I mean, the pacing is a little slow. It's not a bad thing. It's just a little slow. Like, it doesn't have to be.
That's all Charles does, talk about pace.
That's all he does. He talks about pace in the 90s. That's all he has.
So he should have loved last night.
He should have loved last night. Last night was a. Now, I think sometimes your pace is dictated by your opponent.
Yeah.
The style of game, you know? So, like, I don't think you could just go with a generic
now, was
it's
he
a pace
to,
situation.
Was he trying to say the point they also love is the ball sticking with Doncic too much?
They do love that point. And that's not, I don't think that's wrong. Like, I don't think their assessment is wrong. The ball does stick with him too much. And you could say, what else is he going to do?
So what did you agree with? How could a pace tweet tick people off?
Because I just opened it and saw what your tweet was. Now I know why.
What?
There was no context. All Chubby said was, Barkley, write about Luka. And everybody's like, write about what? And they just start like lighting it up. There was no context to it. It's just like, that could mean whatever take.
Well, you figure
about.
They were maybe watching the halftime.
I would figure they would.
You would think. And yeah, there were a lot of people who replied to it. But I mean, there are a number of these. Let's see, what do people say? We got some people said, yes, he'll never win playing like this. Somebody goes, no, he's not. Somebody goes, I had to switch from TNT. He's literally not. Y'all have the weirdest opinion of Luka. People just, they did. They chirped off at you.
I know they did, man. They did. It's a wild turn of events, but I assume they were watching. That's why I said it just like that. I didn't feel like I needed to go into more context. Plus, I was doing all I could to make sure that both eyes were open.
Oh, my gosh. I took a nap at halftime. I set a 15-minute alarm. Oh,
I fell asleep during some of the third quarter by accident. I was just sitting there watching.
Out on the road driving?
No, I was home by that point. Oh. Home is where the heart is.
And forks.
And grandma.
877-881-1053 is the Frankula Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We didn't panic yesterday leading up
Don't
to game
panic.
Two. I didn't panic when I heard that Kawhi was coming back. Maybe this goes six. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Mavs in five. I'll probably lean Mavs in six, but I feel good. How can you not feel good?
I feel okay. I hope it's not Mavs in six. I hope it's Mavs in five or seven. That's what my betting slip says. This is I got 6-1 on both of them. Six games was too. Wasn't good enough odds.
Now you expect Kawhi to be better. I mean, 15 points, 7 of 17 shooting. Paul George, 22 points. Zubats got an early foul trouble. Still ended up with a double double. Man, he's like punishing Daniel Gafford physically and mentally. And Harden went 2 for 10. From three. But hey, if you want to have this go longer, they're older, fine, go ahead. But the Dallas Mavericks now in control as one of the only two teams in the NBA to win a road playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? The bench here for the Clippers, you get Westbrook and Powell in this game. They shot 4 of 19 combined. Like, that's a big reason why. Like, I mean, Kawhi's got to be better. Yeah, you know, James Harden not shooting as well from 3-point as he did in the first game, certainly a factor. But like when you get guys like Westbrook and Powell putting up 19 shots and only four of them go down, like you're not going to win like that. Like a big part of why the Mavericks win yesterday is because role players like P.J. Washington, shots start falling for him.
T-Wolves take a commanding 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns. I'm waiting for another Phoenix implosion. Indiana evens up the series in Milwaukee with Siakam going off. Go Rick Carlisle.
Man, on that Minnesota thing, I love those Minnesota uniforms. I really do. Those like mid-90s, like initial, like opening Wolves uniforms that came out there. But again, this is one of these things where we're seeing the pace is just aggressively slowing down here in the postseason. Because again, Suns put up 93 last night. T-Wolves winning, scoring 105. When most of the year it was like 114, 115 is what teams were putting up. I mean, the only team in the last couple nights that's put up regular season type numbers is what the Pacers did.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of it is like
I had a Tolo say, is it a coincidence all the numbers are down after Jonte Porter got busted?
There you go.
Conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Look, I mean, they don't have Caitlin Clark playing in these games. They can't hit overs.
Yeah, I mean, also, I think there's something to it as you do have more contested shots in the playoffs, so it's going to be more difficult to make them. It may not be totally all pace, but a lot of it is. You know, sometimes you're just missing jumpers because you don't necessarily have the same amount of open jumpers that you would.
And then Bobby, the NBA, admitted they screwed up twice with the New York Knicks comeback.
They did. We talked about this yesterday, the idea of did Tyrese Maxey get fouled? And which, by the way, I got to give the NBA a ton of credit for this. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite thing they do. The last 2-minute report where any game that was within 3 points in the final 2 minutes, they'll release a like breakdown of every foul call and every non-foul call and tell you why it was or wasn't. And so I absolutely love that they do that. And they did it for this playoff game, and they said that Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice on that inbound. He was fouled the first time by Brunson before the ball got there, and then when the ball was actually thrown in, he was fouled again by Josh Hart. And so
admit how they cost the Sixers the game.
Maybe the series, you never know.
Isn't it better, though, than like when somebody throws out Aaron Boone and Major League Baseball comes around and makes up some excuse of like, well, actually, he was in the right, and they like do some mental gymnastics.
Well, the NFL's the worst. They're just like, no, what you saw did not happen. Yeah.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
The game didn't even happen at all. No. Yeah, and then they said that, you know, he should have been granted a timeout. Nick Nurse did. You know, I had an interesting back and forth with Cooper scene on this on Twitter.
Jeffrey or Chuck?
Chuck. Because he said what they should do is they should go to FIBA rules.
A lot of airtime.
You're giving his coworker Tom Downey all the shout-outs, too.
I've never said his name on the show one time.
They should go to FIBA rules and not allow live ball timeouts at all, which is another interesting thing. I thought I was fascinated because I've never heard of that.
And
I didn't know that you can't call a timeout if the ball's in play.
We're getting an investigation into the Jokic boys.
Did you
see the punch that got captured on video? The Jokic boys, one of them, and they're both like 6'7" movie characters, they punch this Lakers fan right in the face.
Yeah.
Right there on video.
It's like you're punching a little person.
Is everybody from Eastern Europe either an NBA player?
How are Euros soft? How do we get that reputation?
Yeah, they're all either basketball players or like wannabe mobsters.
Yeah, Jokic's brothers are John Wick characters.
They are. Yes. They are. Porzingis getting into fights in Latvia at a bar. Like, who picks a fight with a 7-footer?
Look, Ryan's got it. Watch this punch.
That guy just ate it. No problem.
That was impressive.
That to me, like, that guy is either stone drunk. So drunk, or he does have like a UFC chin and somebody needs to be recruiting this guy because he took a shot a square shot from a Serbian gangster.
Will they have the balls to kick his brother as he should be? The brother shouldn't be allowed. At least the rest of these games. He should be really arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't punch somebody.
He punched him right in the face. Absolutely. Right there on video.
It's assault. Absolutely.
Assault, brother.
Arrest him. Yeah, that's a chin, man. I tried to take the cap off something the other day, and I accidentally popped myself in the chin on the recoil, and I thought I was going to have to, like, I had to sit out. Like, talking about this guy gets popped by a 6'7 mobster,
yeah.
And he's just like, what? He's like Sons and Four guy. Yeah, he's like winning from a position of lower elevation. But this is amazing. And what is the NBA? Is the NBA really investigating? Like, I hope they do investigate. They kick him out.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be there.
Kick him out.
Same investigators as Shohei, probably, for Major League Baseball. No, the Jokic thing.
You see what my boy did yesterday, though? Hardest hit ball of the season.
118.7 miles an hour.
450 feet.
He must have had the over on it or something on the exit velocity on his own hits for the game. No, the Jokic thing, the only thing that will save him. Like, when you wonder, are they really going to ban him? They have to. They have to say you're banned from NBA games at least through the rest of the playoffs, yes. I would think. If they don't, there will be some story of like, well, here is what the fan said.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't punch the guy for saying something?
The guy
like
had
that?
A dictionary of Serbian racial slurs.
He knew their mother's name, and he knew that their mother had like had like lost a child at one point or something. He made a comment about like they will talk about like dig into something deep like that. It's like, hey, come on.
I don't know what the point of playing this is, but we're the station.
0-2, and he comes home. And there's a swing, and there's a long drive to right field. Garcia just turns and looks, and Cal Raleigh has hit his sixth home run of the year. RBIs 12 and 13, about eight rows back into the lower deck in right. And Seattle grabs a 2-0 first inning lead.
And they would add another two-run homer here on 105 through the Fan, and the Seattle Mariners take over first place in the American League West as the Rangers offense completely disappears again with no runs and three hits.
In all of the different projections that we had for this season coming up, I didn't anticipate that one of these realities would be, you know, the bats just are not going to be there at all. Like, they're not going to be able to hit. You're going to have most of the guys there. You're just not going to be able to hit for power other than Adolis from time to time. That's going to be it. I mean, still, this was another game where obviously no home runs, but what, they had two extra base hits, two doubles. I mean, they are a complete power outage right now. They cannot get anything going.
They are.
Corey Seager needs to look in the mirror a little more.
The lineup is, I mean, look, the absence of Josh Jung and then the slump of Wyatt Langford's making the lineup, you know, really be top heavy. And there's not a whole lot after you get past, you know, Adolis or even Nate Lowe maybe. It's just there's a weakness to the lineup when you don't have one guy could change a lot, and Jung is changing a lot not being there, and then Wyatt Langford not hitting is making this thing very, very tough.
They have three guys in their lineup last night who their on base percentage is higher than their slugging. Three guys: Langford, Josh Smith, and Corey Seager.
Josh Smith and Nate Lowe, the only Rangers with hits. Wow. Tonight at 8:50. Sorry, puck drop.
Vegas, technically 8:30.
Vegas at the Stars. The Stars are minus 175 to win this game.
Yeah, this is. I think they're, you know, what they're showing is because that's a higher odd than they had to win Game One. That's a much more. They're a much bigger favorite to win Game Two than the Stars were for Game One. A little desperation factor. Vegas came in here with one goal. They wanted to get. They wanted to get a game.
Yeah, four. Choppy. Come on.
Yeah. They wanted to get a game, and they got it. So
many people think that she was the star of yesterday's Cowboys circus, the one and only Jane Slater joins us to kick off the expressway. We'll also hook you up with four tickets to see the world champs on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys. Slater joins us next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Metroplex. This is the commercial-free expressway where we are going to hook you up with four Texas Rangers tickets today, which is a hump day. Tomorrow and Friday, and yesterday, I got so many tweets about Jane Slater at the Cowboys hour-long press conference to get you set for the NFL draft, and we were able to track her down to kick off the commercial-free expressway on the home of America's team here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
How was your cell phone yesterday during that press conference and afterwards?
You know what? I think sometimes people are listening to it or they're watching it at home and they think it's like far more contentious than it is. It's not. All I was doing was asking a question I think not only I want to know, but that I constantly get asked from, you know, fans or even my own family. And my family are all, you know, Cowboys fans. And the question that I always get is, why does Jerry consistently overpay players? And it's a fair question, right? Because, you know, we've seen them play hardball in the past with guys like, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. And ultimately, they always end up giving them their contracts. And in a lot of cases, it feels like they overpay. And so, you know, I think as a reporter, the only thing you can do is just ask the question instead of pontificate or speculate. And so that's what I did yesterday. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people, the way they heard it or they watched it was like, oh, Jerry and Jane are, no, that's not Jerry. You guys know that. You guys do plenty of radio shows with Jerry. I mean, I think as long as you're always respectful, Jerry's always going to give you an answer. But I do think maybe the tone would have sounded a little like irritated. I think he's just irritated with the situation himself that the Cowboys, I think, have gotten themselves in over the years. And I'm glad that he brought up the analogy of the credit card, because that has been an analogy that I've been given by multiple people inside the building. And I think for a lot of folks, they think, well, the Cowboys, they just see billion-dollar franchise and money. But Jerry, in recent years, I think, hasn't really had the appetite to overspend on coaches or players, for that matter. And so what you're seeing here is him trying to show some financial frugality. And as I was joking with him yesterday, I've had to learn it at a later age. And it's something that we've killed the Cowboys for years, right? Overpaying players. And he was simply reminding a lot of fans and folks like myself in the media, you guys have killed me in the past for overpaying players, and we're just not going to do that. I just, unfortunately, I think his history has shown they talk a certain game, as they did with Ezekiel Elliott. Remember, Ezekiel Elliott doesn't deserve Todd Gurley money. Well, he sure got it. So yeah. we'll have to see what their appetite is for, you know, waiting to see how these things flesh out. And to be fair, they can wait with Micah Parsons, right? They can wait with CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott is under contract, so they technically don't have to do anything.
Well, they can wait, but, you know, that's why I loved your follow-up question of, okay, if you wait in the National Football League, the price goes up. So what did you make of their response to the question and their philosophy of waiting when Jerry says, well, I want to see more leaves fall? It's called option quarterback. What did you make of their response and their philosophy? Because to me, you just end up costing yourself more.
That's what I heard. But I think what they're essentially looking to do is, I mean, I think Justin Jefferson, they're waiting for that leaf to fall. Like, what's that number going to be? I think my only pushback was, why don't you set the number? Go back to the player, make him feel respected with his APY, and then just throw the guaranteed money at him. It feels simple to us, but again, I don't have the checkbook, nor do I have the pen. But that's simply where my questions were coming from, is why allow another team to set the market now? Because, you know, remember when we were all scoffing over Dak Prescott and $40 million?
Yeah.
Y'all are going to hate it when you hear what the eye-watering number is going to be for, you know, Dak here in a little bit, you know? Or I could see Dak, and we've seen it before, pulling the Kirk Cousins. And I think, unfortunately, I think a lot of fans, you know, you might criticize him for some of his postseason success or lack thereof, but quarterbacks don't grow on trees. And I feel like he's done a really good job for this franchise. And yeah, you do have to put the pieces around him. And unfortunately, the Cowboys haven't done a great job of that at all times. Although I would argue, I think they really did try to go all in last year, which is essentially what Steven said. Look, we won the offseason, but we didn't win the postseason. So, you know, you'll hear them. We've all done this long enough, guys. It's a 24/7, 365 job, and they're always trying to make deals. But, you know, some of this is also the players. The players have to come to the table, too. And, you know, I think a lot of them are looking to get paid, as all of us are, when our contracts are up.
Shane Slater, NFL Network, joins here 105 through the Fan. Around the rest of the league, is this a common thing where teams just wait and wait and wait and just, you know, kind of push things down the road and not sign their guys as soon as they possibly can? Or the Cowboys kind of outliers?
I mean, at least from my observation covering the league and a lot of these teams, they do feel like they play the waiting game more so than other teams. Now, with that being said, look at the Saints, right? When they had, that's another team I cover, Michael Thomas, they went and got him the highest paid wide receiver in the league, and he had the one good year, you know? And so some of these contracts, when you've overpaid these guys because you are worried, it sometimes does burn teams. So I understand the waiting game sometimes, but it always feels like these contracts, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, like I'm open to, you know, feedback here, but it feels like they always wait till we get to training camp before we get these things done.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times that's been the case. Like with the, I mean, specifically, they get offensive line deals done then. They got Diggs done around then. Zach Martin. Yeah, I mean, it's been a common thing for them. Yeah. Now, Jane, one of the things that I'm interested in is we've got clearly the idea of, you know, the Cowboys on their side, and they're playing this waiting game and how they're approaching things like that. Do you have any sense that from Dak's side, is there any fatigue growing here? Like, would it just, when we start wondering about the future of a potential, like, divorce, do you think that any of those feelings reside on Dak's side as well? Of like, hey, I don't know how much I love doing this, you know, game anymore over here.
Look, here's what I will say about Dak, and I think Jerry hit on this yesterday, the respect that he has from the way he handles all of his business. Like, you're not going to get a lot of leaks from Dak's camp, specifically not from Todd France. He doesn't really negotiate these deals the way I've seen some players in the past do it in the media, right? And as for Dak, I always appreciate that he does things the right way. I mean, he's not going to be – I'd be shocked if he was a camp holdout. He's not that guy. And what I appreciate about Dak is I think he's got enough confidence in himself that if it doesn't happen here, it'll happen somewhere else. I just, you know, this is a kid who grew up in Louisiana that dreamed of being a Dallas Cowboy. It's been an improbable story of a guy drafted in the fourth round, you know, who was behind Jamil Showers on the depth chart. Is always the fascinating thing to me. People forget that Jamil was higher on the depth chart, you know, behind Kellen Moore, and then switched to defense, and then he was gone. And so that, you know, Dax made, you know, a lot of money and had a lot of success here in Dallas. And of course, he just had a kid, and I know that he's ingrained in the city. But I do think all of us privately, like within our own four walls, you know, we probably get frustrated that, like, look, I've never been an issue for you. I do things the right way. I mean, you've seen that guy walk in the room and represent the Cowboys. You couldn't want more from a quarterback, in my opinion, looking from the outside and looking at some of these other franchises. But I do believe that he has enough moxie and confidence in himself that he sees what Kirk Cousins did. And that's why I tell, you know, people, you guys can, it's kind of like with Romo, you know, you bash him and then you kind of miss them when they're gone. But crazier things can happen, right? We didn't think when we were heading into Romo's final season, we never thought that was going to be Romo's final season. And we certainly never thought when they picked Zach that we would be here, you know, almost 9 years later, talking about this contract this way. So, I mean, look, crazy things can happen. Trey Lance could develop into that guy. I don't know. But sitting here right now, Dak feels like a really good option for you.
Jane Slater on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Speaking of agents, Adam Schefter with the info about 30 minutes ago that Mike McCarthy has hired Don Yee to represent him. Jane, ooh. Yee, as you know, represents Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Tom Brady, and Brian Broaddus.
Listen, Don Yee's a powerful player in this business. I do find that very interesting. I hadn't seen that yet.
Yes. Well,
yeah, I mean, look, what are you going to need an agent for when you're not going to have another contract negotiation?
Bobby,
I mean, I don't understand.
Get him canceled on Fridays. Sorry. Jerry was pretty direct at the end yesterday, Jane. Like, I don't want to blink. There is no blink in saying that Dak Prescott is the quarterback that we want. Do you believe that, and that right now this just is a negotiation, or do you think there's any more wait and see of if we lose to Green Bay again in the first round, we're going to move on from you? Like, do you believe, Jerry, when they say that, like, we definitely want him here for the long term?
I find it hard to believe that Dak won't be here. Mm-hmm. We've seen them, you know, have these tough talk. I mean, I was shocked that Tyron Smith came back last year, quite frankly. I mean, I honestly thought Tyron Smith was going to be gone after last year. So I could see, I would be shocked if Dak wasn't here, but I do think that there is going, in order for that to happen, Dak and Todd France are probably going to have to negotiate a little bit more along the side of the Cowboys in order to make this thing work. I mean, the Cowboys have literally, I think, talked themselves into this. We're not overspending. We physically can't anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's just, unfortunately, it's coming at a time when you've got these three, you know, players that you'd like to pay, but they're literally putting their foot down. And this is not just speak up on the podium. I mean, I've heard this from multiple people inside the building. Like, they have maxed out credit cards, and they are truly trying to start paying some of them off.
Jane, anything else jump out from the presser, or would you like to preview the draft and what you think that they could be looking at or thinking?
I think they absolutely have to go offensive line. I thought it was interesting that Mike McCarthy said that, or Jerry said it, that Mike McCarthy wanted offensive lineman, although remember last year I was told over and over it was a tight end in the first round, so neither here nor there. But Mike wanted that offensive line in the first round, according to Jerry. This is the year that you absolutely have to go and do it, particularly with the departure of, you know, Tyler Biotish, although I think they feel good with Brock Hoffman. They're in the intro. I think Brock's got one more year. We've been hearing Brock's name over the last year, but I know that they're at least feel comfortable with him there if they had to. But I think that they're going to absolutely have to go find an offensive lineman. I think they need to go find their next Tyler Smith to plug and play on that line. I mean, Tyler Smith has been so versatile for you, and I think that's the sort of versatility that they're looking. I mean, I would be shocked if they don't go after a Graham Barton, a Tyler Guyton, or an Amarius Mims. So those are, like, the three names that I'm looking for in the first round. And then I think where it's going to be interesting is, are they going to reach for a running back with, you know, pick 56? Are they going to land on a Brooks, land on a Trey Benson? I do know that they think that this draft is pretty deep in terms of running backs and offensive linemen. So I think that those are the two areas they address first. And then obviously I think they've got to go after linebacker. The one linebacker I'm keeping an eye on, and I did ask about yesterday, was, you know, the North Carolina State linebacker has got the history issues. Bobby, you and I have talked about this. And I was like, oh, so the Cowboys are going to grab him. You know, they picked a lot of linebackers with injury issues, but man, those injury issues, the Jalen Smiths of the world, the Sean Lees, the, you know, the Leighton Vander Esches, I don't know that that's necessarily worked out for them in years past. So I think we'll see how they approach that this year. But offensive linemen, I mean, they have hit it out of the park every time they've gone to the first round. So it's too perfect to mess that up. I would be shocked if they're not going offensive line in the first round.
Slater, give me the percent chance that they shock the world and go with Bobby's worst situation, which would be a quarterback in the first round.
Well, with them picking at 24 and they're expecting to have a run on quarterbacks as many as six in the first round, I would be very shocked by that. But I was shocked by Trey Lance. I am where y'all last year, so.
So was Dak.
Every time the Cowboys are moving different in recent years, so I never quite know what to expect from them these days.
So basically your dad, what I heard yesterday in the press conference, is your dad is pissed off and fed up. That's what I heard.
Oh, he gets so annoyed. I don't know if y'all have this dad. Like, he used to have a Texas flag and a Cowboys flag, and the minute that team started struggling, and it could be as early as the second quarter, he'd walk outside, pull that flag down, and march back in. One time, he got a Miles Austin jersey. I'll never forget this. And he literally took it back to the store.
Gotta keep the tag on it. That's right.
So I feel like I have a unique pulse on this fan base. I always just ask myself, what would Tom do? And Tom is not happy right now at the Cowboys.
What are your draft responsibilities? Where are we going to be seeing you?
It's so weird. This is the first year they're not putting me with the Dallas Cowboys. I saw Ed Werner's not there either. He's going to be in Denver. They have me anchoring Good Morning Football from home. So
wow.
Good Morning
Football.
Wow. So they're returning this year. So I'll be with Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, and Jason McCourty. They'll be in Detroit, and I'll be anchoring from home. So good times.
Awesome. Great job yesterday. You ended up being the star of the press conference with all the Tolos. Thank you for the time this morning and keep killing it.
Love you guys.
Jane Slater, NFL Network on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
Jane's right. It's not as contentious as it seems out there, but there's a little bit of tension with, I think, the...
You misread that. She just
No, not with her. That's the thing you got to understand. It's not with her. There is absolutely tension with the subject matter.
Yes. Of course.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm saying, that contentiousness that exists, it wasn't towards Jane, but it was towards the topic Jane was trying to talk about.
They weren't angrily defensive, but it was kind of like a, you know, half smile defensive when I watched it.
When Jerry says the line, and he says it all the time, I'm smiling when I say this. I want you to think that I think this is funny, but I don't think this is funny.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be elementary here. When he's trying to explain to us, trying to explain to us in ABCs how the salary cap works. Like, you guys really, he said it nicely. You guys don't understand it. Here's an explanation for it. And it's like, well, yeah, some of us don't understand it, but more importantly, we don't freaking care about understanding it. That's your job. And what we care is, at the end of the day, how far did you get? And when you keep coming up short, and then you go cheap with it, and then you give us the all-in line, and then insult our intelligence by keep trying to change the definition. Like, I had a lot of Tolos say yesterday made things worse. They hit me up and they're like, I was so enraged, I was so furious, I was so ticked off that yesterday that press conference just made things worse.
Because you know what they did, the equivalent of it? It's like if after the Packers game, like if I would have come on here and all the people who wanted to light up the fan text and go like, oh, is Bobby going to address the Dak? Before even seeing those texts, I would have known it and I sat down and I was like, tell you one thing.
It wasn't his fault.
Dak was great yesterday. Nobody else was, but Dak was great. That's what Jerry did yesterday. All in.
Yeah,
all
now,
in.
Now, all in. Yeah, when you start like going with definitions of words and meaning and everything, it's that's just – look, the media can't compete with Jerry and Steven when it comes to financial literacy. The whole reason we got every – to a man got into this business – is because we would have failed out of basic math in college. Yeah. We just would have.
Except for Hagelin.
Except for maybe Hagelin. But so, like, when they start talking about, like, we don't know what, none of us have any idea how to run a company or, you know, how to do contracts. And we don't know.
Yeah.
So they could get us with that.
But he said, anyone who runs their own business, anyone who has their own business, they know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And any business owner.
And that's what they'll say. And look, I'm sure he's right on that one. We don't know. I don't know. I can't call him on that. But most of us are English majors or minors in this thing, so you can't get us on what the meaning of words are. We got you there.
Here's what I do know, though. 31 other teams are not in the same position you are right now.
Or right,
they're not claiming to be in the same financial position you are.
That's it's bad. Hump day. It's the expressway. It's commercial free. Our Texas Rangers ticket giveaway is coming up after we chop it up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Oh, what do you do when you have a foot-long tallywhacker?
Oh, my. Hello, kids. Hello, children.
I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't go to yoga class.
Boy, I've been seeing so much Will Chambers hot yoga videos that he's posted. They're making me very uncomfortable.
Will's
very
doing the hot yoga?
Oh, very uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm going to send Ryan a video to throw up on the fan cam.
Very uncomfortable. A British man found out the hard way that having your foot long flip and flop during Warrior One is the fastest way to get kicked out of a yoga class. This guy said it is a curse to have something that presence.
Shut up.
He said it's a curse. He can't. People are scared of it. He can't get dates. And I saw a photo of him. That ain't why he can't get dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't lead with that.
No, you don't lead with
it. You can get the date.
Yeah.
I don't think the word spreads about how you spread.
Right.
And it's, you know, that's not stopping the first date from happening because that's not coming up.
It's not.
And hopefully not coming up. Let me see him.
Yeah, is this the guy from Canada?
He's fugly?
No, he's British.
Same thing. Kidding. Oh, yeah. That guy. And he's doing yoga?
He was doing yoga.
He looks like a 40-year-old Mr. Rogers. A 40-year-old overweight Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that's a waste. That's a waste.
Yeah.
It really is because there's not much working for him other than that. But, yeah, so he goes to yoga and listen, buddy, the 5-inch, 7-inch shorts probably aren't for you. You know, you're going to have to rock some old school.
Get the boxers Cody sent you.
Yeah, you got to get the boxers that Cody sent us, the Chill Boys boxers. They're a little bit longer. Okay, you got to cover up. You can't wear regular boxers. You're going to have to wear a boxer brief if you're going to wear shorts like that. It's just going to be out there, and it's going to make people uncomfortable. And he got kicked out of class, this poor guy, all because he had something a little bigger than he should have.
I want you to look at this, Sean. This is the video that right there. This Will just trembling doing hot yoga.
What is he doing? Why are you posting that? Gets a different view, Will. Good gosh.
He looks like he's.
And
just,
where is he? Is that a class?
I guess so.
He made one of his closets. Will, like if you're listening,
text us in. Tell us where you were when you were trembling, preparing to receive or whatever you're about
I think
to do
you
there.
Can buy. Receive. I think you can go to these yoga spots, these hot yoga studios, where it's an individual room that you could just go in and you just do a. You can follow a class
like
by
the video?
Yourself. Yeah. Like you just follow a class by yourself. So I think you could do that. Maybe that's what he did. I don't know. It's very, very, those Will Chambers yoga videos do give me the heebie-jeebies every now and then, man. They really do. They really, really do. Let's talk about one of my favorite subjects. Tooting.
I knew it.
A new study is out that, because one of the things that people talk about with global warming, or let's say they call it climate change. Now they've changed it now, climate change.
Changing a lot of words.
Is cow toots.
Yeah.
And the methane that cows emit into the ozone.
Oh, I might need to buy some of this like I did my lion pee.
Oh, how'd that work? Did you put it out?
I got a report.
All right.
I believe you got witch doctored.
Oh, I got all everything in my Amazon. And I got a fence. Oh, yeah. I got a tolo coming out yesterday for a fence.
Built
Shout
a
out.
Wall?
Nice. Huh? So
you built a wall?
Kinda.
The a place called CUSP, Curtin University Sustainability Policy in Australia, went through a bunch of reports and a bunch of studies, and they found that if they could breed cows that flatulate less, releasing less methane, will cut down on greenhouse gases and help curb climate change. Livestock farming accounts for 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions, which is a big thing, and they can cut that out. So what you're going to have is you're going to have, basically, they're trying to breed cows that fart less. I never thought that's an article I would ever read. It is here. It's real. And we are going to have fartless cows.
Didn't you do
in our near future.
Internship on a farm or something? Your
I did do it. I did. I did do it. It wasn't an internship, but I did work on a farm in college for 2 weeks. I got enough to get my first paycheck. And I got that paycheck, and I walked right the hell off that farm.
You're like Napoleon Dynamite going to work on the chicken farm for
a day.
Awful.
It was awful. It was awful.
Change.
First day on the job, they gave me a stick, a big, giant, like, 2x4. And I said, what is this thing for? And he said, it's to hit the cow if the cow comes charging at you. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, first cow comes at me, and I take this stick. And I went right at its front legs. You think, cut the knees out.
You're supposed to swing the stick at the cow?
He said, no. I injured the cow. Oh. I was supposed to hit him in the head. I was supposed to bop the cow in the head. Me, I'm this Italian kid. I'm thinking, hey, take your knees out, man. Let's go. Here we go. All right, like Rocky in Rocky One. Hey, you know, I got to break your thumbs, you know. So I went right for this cow's knees, took his knees out, injured the dang cow. I don't know if they had to put him down or not, but I walked right off that farm. Enough for one paycheck.
I don't know. Like if the solution to any public policy issue is we need cows that fart less, like I feel like that's a silly issue to be debating.
I think it's a silly issue as well. This is another example, next one, why you do not ask the roster, the body count your significant other.
Oh, yeah.
This is a...
I asked one of the exes, and basically a roll of toilet paper was needed. The pen ran out of ink.
It's like the Jericho list.
Yes. Yes.
This is
give
this
me
is
another
from,
quill to finish this. Yeah.
This is from
it's like a CVS receipt.
This is from a wife who writes into a Dear Abby type thing. My husband kept cheating on me to beat my body count. So the backstory is they met when they were in their 20s. In my late teens, early 20s, I went through a promiscuous phase. I had relations with probably 30-something men by the time I was 23.
Ooh, 30.
Boy, I Should have said that slower.
Do you know? Do you know? Was that a Trenta?
No, that was your girl, Caitlin. Caitlin Clark. You like that?
Oh,
you like that?
Peyton, do you know Mackenzie's total? Do you know each other's?
Yes.
And I don't want to ask a follow up.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it cause a problem?
I can't believe
did it cause a problem.
Is there an insecurity?
Did it cause a problem on either side?
No, because it's the same.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, it's all right. Set the over under and I'll tell you what the answer is.
Oh, wow.
Set the over under.
Hey, be careful. Remember, because you're also going to, if it's the same, you're going to be assessing hers too.
There's no way it's at a certain number. Go ahead.
You're how old? 27, and you were in college for 4 years. Did you live on campus?
Yes. 3.5 years. Graduated.
Three and a half years you lived on campus.
Yeah.
Set the over under. I'll give you an easy answer, and I'll be right.
Well,
11 and a half.
I had a girlfriend.
Under. You know, so. Way under.
Oh, that's disappointing. You had a
Are
girlfriend.
You 11 yeah. and a half?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know if UNT. I'm at 11. UNT. Oh, yeah. You say the girls are ugly at UNT?
Well, art majors. It's an art school.
He is so.
He just destroyed an entire.
He's gonna get chopping it up,
Jim. An entire major.
An entire college.
Typecasted.
The College of Arts and Sciences. And you just destroyed.
Destroyed. And the city of Denton.
Wow. You hear an art majors. He's like, hairy armpits there. I don't want to hear that.
Wow, Peyton. No. Yeah. You could have set the over under at 7.5, and I would have taken the under. Would I be right? Over under 7.5, I'm taking the under.
Yeah, for mine. Yeah.
Well, and hers. You said it's the same.
Well, I'm not gonna give hers.
You already, yeah. You already did. Kind of. Wow, Faye
with
nobody is more of an innocent assassin.
So he has no idea.
Than Peyton Russell.
What an assassin! You're social John Wick.
Man.
Is John Wick an assassin? He's not even an assassin.
Yeah,
is
yeah, he is.
Is he an assassin?
Yeah, it's a whole movie of assassins.
Chopping it up here. Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Expressway is commercial free on the fan.
Okay, so we get back to the story. The woman said that her...
Yeah, get back to the horse.
Her body count
around
was...
the horse here on the fan.
Her body count was 30-something by the time she was 23 years old when they met. His was just at 9. And he asked, he said, how many people have you been with? And she was honest because she didn't think that he was the person to judge, but he was so grossed out about it and said, I can't believe you were with that many.
Did that much yoga.
And then, you know, we worked past it, never talked about it again. It's never been a discussion. 7 years married. We don't have children. But over the past 5 years, my husband has been secretly having relations with other women just to meet my body count.
Like, that's her expectation, or he said, this is why I'm doing it.
She caught him, and that was his explanation.
I wonder if he can sell that, though. You know how you, like, try to... It's your fault. Mm-hmm. It's your fault. I wonder if she's buying that as his excuse. If he can be like, no, I just can never get over that. So I'm gonna cheat until I match the number, and then I'm going to be exclusive with you. I wonder if she, like, fell for that whatsoever.
Well, she did not. She did not fall for it.
Good.
Yeah, the divorce papers are... she just got her paperwork.
They were married.
They were married. So they were married for about 7 years. They got the paperwork. He was overseas, and he was just basically using hookup apps just to have casual relations with other women just to get the body count to where hers was.
Yeah. Guys will say stupid things, and they'll Hail Mary attempt any of it. I remember one time...
That's not why he did it.
Kristen's sister was dating this guy, and... They got in a fight, and he got popped for drunk driving. And he said, you got to come bail me out. This is your fault. You made me sad, so I was drinking.
Yeah,
I drove.
Yeah.
And then she married the guy.
That's good.
Bobby, we have one more thing to worry about.
And how's that working out right now?
I mean, he's an idiot, but I mean, I guess they're still married.
We have one more thing to worry about when we take our flight out to California.
What's our one more thing?
It's not just airplanes falling apart. Nope, now it's airplanes crashing into each other. We had another one, an episode yesterday. There's an airplane racing down the runway, and all of a sudden, four planes decide to cross the runway as they're going down.
Ah, Tenerife all over again.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Wow, good reference. And this plane had to, like, slam on its brakes to come to a complete stop. So there you go. Nothing quite like not worrying about the engine falling off or the door being open, but planes being on the runway when you're trying to take
off. Have employees. Have we seen stories of employees trying this or getting in trouble? And your part of your job is to travel for work, saying, no, I'm not doing it. You can't make me travel because of what's going on out there.
I haven't seen a story of that yet. I haven't seen stories of, like, you know, people refusing. Maybe, I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure someone, there's 7 billion people on this planet. I'm sure somebody has said, no, I'm not doing that.
I know two people who will be saying, I'm not doing that come July.
Yeah. No Boeing.
Yeah. I mean, Sean, you don't see him as rattled by it. You seem kind of like, eh.
No, I'm worried about tomorrow night with Bassett.
Without Bassett.
Yeah, I'm worried about tomorrow night first. I'm not even worried about training camp yet. I'm worried about how far away from the players we're going to be at training camp with the noise band.
They are definitely going to be driven up to us on a golf cart.
Yeah.
They are not walking over to us.
That's fine. Whatever.
And there's one last one here. We all seen the movie Office Space with this guy named Michael Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Why should I have to change my name?
He's the one that sucks. Well, let me introduce you to Taylor Swift. Poor girl. Having a name like Taylor Swift. She says she can't get jobs. No one will hire her because they want media showing up. They don't want, like, all the calls coming in.
What?
Nobody will hire her.
Change your name.
She's from England. She says she is having a terrible time trying to find a job. And there's other things. Look, she's 20 years old. Taylor Swift wasn't out yet. Taylor Swift wasn't a thing when let's see, Mary and Peter Swift named their daughter Taylor before she became the huge star. I feel bad for this girl. I feel really, really bad. Yeah, I can't think of a worse name to have. There's no, like, of a famous person, because that is the most popular.
Bill Cosby, maybe.
Okay. Fair. Very fair.
There's a lot of Mike Jordans out there, or Michael Jordan. There are.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. That's true. But Taylor Swift's, like, a very unique name.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on today, tomorrow, and Friday. This is Happening on the Fan.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call on number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you'll want to get there early, Tolos, because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and information now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Mavs even up the series. We wrong about Jason Kidd compared to what NBA players think of him. And did the Dallas Stars actually outplay Vegas in Game 1 as we get ready for Game 2 tonight? That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.